Hallelujah. We thank the Lord. We thank him that he's still in charge. Amen. I know that they both. This is the tough part, is that I know that they both would want me to keep on. We're right in the middle of a church service. I'm going to say what I have to say to encourage you. These times right now are very tough. And again, God is taking those who are ready. And he's leaving the rest of us here to get ready and to continue to do his work. Let us briefly turn, and I will by no means finish today, because it's a teaching series. But let us turn to 2 Timothy. I'm going to read verses 1 through 7. And I'm going to briefly talk about what God has laid on my heart to begin to teach you. And we will continue for a couple of more Sundays. Chapter 1. Sorry. 2 Timothy in chapter 1. As long as that's Jeff, are you okay? Yeah. You okay? Okay. I'm just going to read verse 1 through 7 of chapter 1. It's what God has laid on my heart to talk about. And it's ironic that he would have me talk about it today. He must have known. I'm going to start at verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Christ Jesus, to Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day, greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that is in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I want to begin to preach a series called No Fear, Just Faith. No fear, just faith. Let us briefly pray. Most Heavenly Father, I just thank you today. I thank you for the life of our lay pastor and our dear Rem Edith, Lord God. We thank you for this church, and we thank you for all that you're doing, and you have called us to continue on, Lord God. Just help us and give us wisdom. Thank you for your word, and we pray right now that you would give me the right words to say and help me to say what I need to encourage this body at this time, and then help us to be able to go and comfort one another as we meet with family and friends. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. The verse, the theme verse for this series will be, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Power and of love and a sound mind. The reference verse that I will be using, I'm going to read. It's in Mark chapter 4, verses 37 through 40. And you can turn if you would like. And it reads, and there rose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him, and they say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he rose and rebuked the wind and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? That's a reference verse because I just wanted you to see that when you are fearful, then it is hard to have faith. Faith and fear are the opposite one of another. I like to call them an antithesis or an opposite. They are opposites of one another. Faith is the thing that says what can be done, and fear is the thing that says what can't be done. Faith is something that cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So sometimes we fear because we don't have enough of the word in us. We need to build ourselves up in the word. Faith is also the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. On the other hand, fear has no hope, and there's no need for any evidence because fear is worthless. Faith is also something that is not greater than love, but you still need it. Why do we know that? Because the Bible says that now abideth faith, hope, and love, but the greatest of these is love. But you still need faith in order to live. Right now, just like the folks that were on the boat, we are experiencing a storm. We thought that we were getting through one thing, and here comes something else. The death of two very dear people in our lives. Even in the book of Timothy in chapter 1, you get the idea because he says in verse 4, being mindful of thy tears. The folks that he was writing to had been through something. They were going through something. They were having some hard times. Sometimes the storms that we have in our lives are just for us. It's a personal one, something that we're going through. Some you feel directly and some you feel indirectly. And some you feel with a group, like what we're feeling right now. We're having what I like to call a corporate storm. The group of us together are having a tough time right now. Just like in the story that we just read. We at Love United are in this corporate storm. And I guess we're all saying to ourselves, what do we do now? We've lost our earthly shepherd, and now we've lost someone else very dear to us. And this morning when I was finalizing this, the Lord just kept telling me to tell you. It's just amazing how God knows everything. He said, I say, move on in faith and not fear. And I'm telling you the truth. It's written down from this morning. That's the kind of God that we serve. He told me to write that down and tell you. I thought I was just going to be talking about Daddy. And look now. I say we move on in faith in the name of Jesus. On a regular day, you can't afford to be gripped by fear. Today is not even a regular day. This is one of those tough days. So imagine how much more we need to hold on to faith now. Faith is the only option that we have right now. It is what we must hold on to in order to make it to the end. In Deuteronomy 32 and 20, there's an example there. It's a prophetic example of a generation that moved away from God. The Bible says that they were children in whom there is no faith. And it says that God would turn his face from such a people. Not having faith turns God away. But then if you read in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4, it says, the just shall live by faith. Having faith is the only way to carry out God's plan. God's plan for our church and for the future. We must embrace the vision of those who went on before us and continue in what we must do. Faith is the only option. Faith understands that food and clothes and shelter is already taken care of. He has his eye on the sparrow and he has his eye on us. He is certainly watching us. Faith is the only option that we have. Faith moves God into action. And then God moves on our situation. I am reminded of the centurion that asked Jesus that his servant be healed at his house. And when Jesus said, I'll come and heal him, he said, no, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof. He said, just speak a word and only my servant, he shall be healed even then. And Jesus said he had not found so great a faith in all of Israel. That moved Jesus. Faith moves God into action. And that man was healed. There was a man sick of palsy lying in the bed. And the Bible says that Jesus saw the faith of those who had brought him. And he told him, son, be of good cheer. He told him that his sins were forgiven him and he was healed. There was a woman with the issue of blood that decided if she could just touch the hem of Jesus' garment, that she would be made whole. Jesus also spoke to her and said, daughter, be of good cheer. Thy faith has made thee whole. We know about that, don't we, Brother Ronnie? You had a fractured knee and now you don't. Amen. With no surgical intervention. Faith moves God into action. Jesus healed two blind men according to their faith. When Peter went to walk on the water, he became afraid. There it is, that opposite thing, that fear. And he had to end up calling on Jesus. And what did Jesus say to him? O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? That's tough. God always expects us, even when we're going through, to still continue on in faith. Because Jesus would rather you call on him because of your faith and not despite it. He wants you to call on him because you have faith that he will do what you said. And not to be calling him because you're afraid of what he might not do. That's the way God is. Faith moves God into action, and God moves on our situation. I hope that these examples are helping you and that they're sinking in, because again, the word of God says that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I'm trying to put some word in you today to help you, not that you didn't already know it, but on days like today, you need to be saturated with the word of God to help you keep your mind. Just in case you're not getting it yet, if you need some more encouragement today to continue on in the name of Jesus. In Matthew chapter 15, 2 through 28, there was a Canaanite woman who also came to Jesus in faith. She wanted Jesus to heal her daughter. He told her that it wasn't meet for him to break bread and cast it to dogs. Why did he say that to her? Because she was a foreigner. She wasn't from Israel, and he was testing her to see if she would back off when she had asked him this question about healing her daughter. But the daughter said to him, instead of walking away, she said, even dogs eat crumbs that fall from under the master's table. And Jesus said, O woman, great is your faith. Be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Her daughter was healed that same hour. That's the kind of faith that we have on the inside of us, a faith that has nothing to do with prejudice, nothing to do with discrimination. It only seeks God and expects the most of God, knowing that God can do great works in our lives. In case you need another example, there was a man that was vexed with demons. The demon would knock him into water and half drown him or throw him into fire. And I'm sure that he was just feeling terrible and his body hurt from the flames. Having such injuries and having such problems, the disciples had prayed for him, but they were not able to cast those demons out. Though the demon, they called it, they called it a singular thing, a demon. But when Jesus got wind of it, he rebuked the devil and the devil came out. And he told the disciples that they could not do it because of their unbelief. He told them that if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you should say to the mountain, be thou removed, and nothing shall be impossible for you. However, this does not go out without prayer and fasting. Your faith might ask you this same thing. You may pray and not get the results that you are asking for and realize that something deeper needs to go on. Your faith may ask you to turn down a plate or to cut off the TV or whatever it is that God asks you to do. Do I have anybody in here that has that kind of faith today? I know I do here at Love United. That's the kind of people that we are. I know that we don't have people here that can't turn down one French fry or an M&M. I know you can walk past it sometime. Amen. I know you can do it. You can, in the name of Jesus. I know that there's some folk that might have to cut back on some of the media, the TV, or whatever else in the world that we're doing with our time. I know that someone has that kind of faith here at Love United. I know that we have it here at Love United, and I know that great things can be done. I have seen miracle after miracle after miracle here at Love United. I have seen this young man, my brother, who was supposed to be sick and half dead and gone away from here at the age of 2, but he's still here. Amen. Hallelujah. We already talked about Brother Ronnie, and you all know about Nasiah, how that almost she was almost gone in my womb, but Jesus shielded her and protected her. Hallelujah. You know about that. Hallelujah. You know about you, Sister Tawanda, right? How that the Lord raised you up off of that sick bed. Hallelujah. When you had the problem in your brain. Hallelujah. And you're doing all right. Amen. Hallelujah. We've had multiple things on Michael recently, but we got a good report. Amen. And we had different things going on in our families. Malachi back there a couple of years ago. Hallelujah. With a problem in his brain. But look at him now. He's running and playing with the other children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have teenagers in here who the devil want to take. Hallelujah. But he can't have you. Hallelujah. Because we have faith that says that whatever you're called to do in your life, you're going to do it, TJ. Hallelujah. I don't care whose house you go in. Hallelujah. And who you hang out with. But the blood of Jesus is covering you. And the call of God is on you until you come up here and get down on your knees and say, Lord Jesus, I surrender. We got that kind of faith in here, Nene, that you're going to grow up and you're going to be the excellent woman of God that you are called to be. I don't care who you associate with. We say you are going to do it in the name of Jesus. That's the kind of faith we come from in here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's what's going on here at Love United. That's what God wants me to share with you today, that we are a people full of faith and not fear. We will not be gripped by it today. We will live a life of faith because the just shall live by faith. We are like the folk that you see in that verse 5. He said, when I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, that dwelt in thy grandmother Lois, and thy mother Eunice, I am persuaded that it is in thee also. the unfeigned faith that was in our pastor. Hallelujah. I know it's in you. The unfeigned faith that was in your mother, Jeff, and in my mother-in-law, it is in us here. And we will carry it on like the people here in 1 Timothy. We can do it in the name of Jesus because we have the faith. We have it. We don't care how bad it looks. I know you've heard of that sister, the one that really comes to mind when we're talking about things getting deep, like the way they have to sometimes with praying and fasting. Y'all heard about Helen Baylor, right? How she sang that song, I Had a Praying Grandmother. Do you know her grandmother prayed for a couple weeks or so? I think it might have been 40 days. I can't remember. But I remember that young lady was strung out on drugs. I remember her telling that story. And while she was strung out on drugs, her grandmother kept on praying. And she kept on fasting until the chains were broken. Sometimes it's like that. So you can't just always say, well, they got to do it for themselves. Sometimes the person that you love can't do it for themselves. They don't know no better. And other things have taken over. And so you got to do it for them. You got to do it for them. We have a lot of self-help programs. They're great. But sometimes it's not enough. Sometimes they need somebody like me and you that will do like Helen Baylor's grandmother. Sometimes we're not in our right mind. Sometimes we get sidetracked and other things not like God attract us. But we here at Love United are the kind of church that will do it if we have to, won't we? Because times are rough out here, and the world wants every last one of us. But I tell you, I want you to know, we are the kind of church that's got to push through and make it. And it may take all of that. It just might. But we can make it. Faith is not an option. If you want to inherit the kingdom, the fearful are the ones that won't be there. You better get on board with faith because it's the only option. You need faith now and you need it in the age to come. Jesus asked the question one time, and Daddy used to sing this song. He said, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith in the earth? That's important to Jesus. When he comes, he's looking for some folk full of faith. Jesus is coming. How will he find us? I know that he will find us a people full of faith. The world is getting tough, but we've got to hold on. We have got to hold on to one another and to Jesus. We have a great work to do. We are laying up treasures in heaven like we talked about last week. We will be like the pastor envisioned, helping those who cannot help themselves. The poor, the orphan, the widow, the sick, the imprisoned, and whoever else God lays on our heart. But we've got to have faith. When life hits you hard as it has hit us, we still are going to have it on the level that I'm talking about. I remember years ago, we were going through something in our little family. And my mother said to me, and it always rings to me when I get in trouble, when storms come and life hits me hard. She said, Lizika, I have unshakable faith. I love that. Because I couldn't see what was going to happen, but mama said, I have unshakable faith. I held on to that all these years, every time I went through something. Yes, we've got it. We've got the faith and we've got to have it. Everybody is watching us now. They want to know what Love United is going to do. Don't ramble on. Don't try to answer the question real deep. You don't need to do that. as the Lord prepares me, he will show me what we are supposed to do. You don't have to get into that. You don't have to answer any of those questions. The only thing you have to say is we're moving on in faith. That's it. They can't do nothing with that. They can't do nothing with that answer. That way, you don't have to answer all them details. If they have more questions, tell them to call me. Amen. I'll answer it. Amen. But you, in order to keep us strong, you're going to say we're moving on in faith. Amen. You're not going to be explaining what didn't get done by the time that our pastor passed away. That's our business. Amen. He did an awesome job. Think about it. All the things that we've been through even in the last couple of weeks and the awesome things that are already going on. And his life was an awesome testament of his love because they didn't even have enough seats at his funeral. He planted a huge seed of love. That's all we needed. Amen. God will teach us the rest. So the answer is, how are we doing? We're moving on in faith. Hallelujah. We're doing the work that God has called us to do. Tell them that these are the days of Noah, and Love United is full of faith. And we're on our way to meet Jesus. Get on board with what we're doing. We're going to meet Jesus. And that's what we have in our hearts, is Jesus. Remind them that faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Tell them that they ain't seen nothing yet. Just watch us. Watch our smoke, because we are moving on in faith, and we are going to do what Jesus said do. We are not full of fear in here. We're going to do what Jesus said do in faith. Stand to your feet if you got some faith today. Say hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. Because we are going to do it in the name of Jesus. Get on board. Hallelujah. Get on board with this faith, hallelujah, because it's going to move mountains, hallelujah. Things are going to be going on all around us, but we are going to keep our eyes on Jesus, hallelujah, and do mighty exploits in the Lord, amen, amen, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God.